New Country Z100 and good morning, Kent the Country Morning Show, where it's our campaign for kindness. And today on the phone line from Benton, Illinois, I've got one of the kindest guys I know. Greg Poole is on the phone line with me with Cans Can. And you may wonder, what is that name? What is this about? Greg, first off, good morning.
Pleasure to be talking with you today, Ken.
Well, buddy, I got to tell you, I've known you for a long time here at Z100 and about your charity work and what you do. But tell me, for folks who may want to know, what is Cans Can? What is this and what do you do?
So Cans Can is something that I started pretty close to about 17 years ago, which unfortunately is now aging me more and more every day. Mm-hmm. And so Cans Can was a name that I came up with because when we originally started, we mainly dealt with recyclables. And that is actually, that's one of the main questions I get these days, because we don't really do the cans anymore. We kept the name and everybody's always like, what is that name?
That's how y'all got started. And then you kind of went into the world of sports memorabilia. You've sold a lot of everything.
Yeah. So basically what we found out, and as I kind of grew up and aged in this, how many needs are out there in Southern Illinois. And we found that just the recyclables alone weren't really getting us to our goal. And you know, one of the things that I have done since I was a wee lad down at Fielder's Choice down in West Frankfort was collect sports cards and memorabilia. And we just figured that that was the next logical step in terms of funding what we do.
So you have sold sports memorabilia and you keep doing that and you raise money and the money goes to several different things. But I've seen lately where now you're focusing on our seniors out and about in the Benton, Franklin County area. You're delivering meals now?
We don't actually deliver the meals. We are utilizing local restaurants.
Yep.
And we are having meals delivered to seniors' homes, both lunch and dinner, or dinner, whichever they need. And that we have a kind of a broad range of people we deliver to. Some actually need meals. We've found that several seniors in our community rely on caretakers who are also now in that vulnerable age of the 55, 60 and up. So they don't have the help that they had. And we also just try to do something to brighten their day because they are not seeing anybody. And then also we are focusing more and more on senior living facilities because a lot of those are now confined to their rooms. So now they are isolated from each other. And so we are providing entertainment options for them. We are taking word searches in there. We are, we've found that a lot of them don't have TVs or radios into their rooms. And so now that they are isolated by themselves, so they're just kind of left alone. And that's no fault to anybody. But we're trying to do our best to get them along in these crazy times.
Well, I'll tell you what, Greg, I think it's remarkable because I've seen where you've had puzzles delivered, you've had those word searches delivered and meals delivered to seniors who are living on their own or with a caretaker. And I'm just going to say this, if folks are listening and they want to help out, I'm going to put some information and the Facebook page up on our website and stuff. And the email that I was going to throw out here, is this a good email? Is it canscanministries@gmail?
Yeah, gmail.com.
Okay.
And what we're also trying to do is trying to double down on who we're helping. So when we do the meals and when we do the puzzles and we do the TVs, we really are trying to focus on purchasing these things from local businesses.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are trying to help the seniors by getting them a hot meal, but we're also trying to keep our local restaurants going the best that we can.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned with the puzzles, we're using Jack and Josie's down in Marion has been more than accommodating and more than helpful to us. So, yeah, so if anybody would like to help, you can contact us through that email that you gave.
Mm-hmm.
Our website is canscanbenton.org. And there is some information on there. We are on Facebook. My Facebook page is terrible.
Okay.
So I'm just going to be honest. And that's another thing that ages you. You think you're hip and cool.
Yeah.
Until you start trying to do Instagram and TikTok and,
oh, yeah,
and things. And then you go, I am older than I think I am.
Right.
So you can add me on my personal page. But, yeah, we do have a Facebook page. We do have a website. And so, obviously, this does take money. Mm-hmm. And so we're always open. We are a 501c3 charity, so this is all we can provide tax deduction.
Well, I'll tell you what, brother, you're doing a phenomenal job. It's Cans Can and Greg Poole up in the Benton area. I'll have all of this stuff up online too at z100fm.com as part of our Campaign for Kindness rolling on in Southern Illinois. Greg, you have a wonderful day, buddy, and I appreciate your time, friend.
Hey, anytime, Kent, and we look forward to next year with St. Jude.